Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
All right, welcome to another segment on Mind Games. And this week's Mind Games, we'll be looking at the idea of shopping addiction and how we can actually look at or understand the role that shopping plays in our lives. It's really, really common. You hear the words retail therapy thrown around, and there's a little bit of a pop psychology commentary on the idea of retail therapy. It's through our commercial culture and through our media that this idea is portrayed. I'm sure we can all think of an instance where we've actually gone shopping or we've bought something to make ourselves feel better. So it's really, really easy to see where shopping can fit into or be seen as a coping strategy. And so there's actually pros and cons around using shopping, buying things as a way of managing our emotions. One of the potential risks is that what we do by purchasing something to make us feel a certain way is we outsource the coping mechanism to, and we potentially put too much value on possessions and comes at the detriment of our own ability to cope with things. So if you happen to be a person who finds that this is something that is a meaningful activity for them, how would you know if it is an issue for you? What we would actually do and what I would do as an addictions counselor would be to discuss how the behavior fits in your life. And we would actually look at the same sort of areas that we would for any other dependency. So we would be looking at, is the behavior being used to regulate emotions, to make someone feel better or to stop someone feeling bad? Has there been an increased need or tolerance? Have you needed to shop more to get the same result? Are you spending more time doing it? And as a result of that, are you spending less time doing other activities which also have actually added to your life? So is this behavior becoming prominent? Have you lost control of it? Have you tried to change it before unsuccessfully? That's a good indicator that this might be the nature of this behavior might be changing. Are you becoming preoccupied by it? And have you started hiding it from your friends and family? Obviously, dependencies look different, whether they're substances or behaviors. And in particular, shopping is one where, you know, we don't do rehabilitation for that sort of thing, but it is something that can become problematic for people, and that's where, as a coping mechanism, the behavior actually becomes maladaptive. And so where this becomes really problematic is where people start to shop to relieve stress, but then the financial stress actually creates more of a problem. So their solution actually starts to create more of a problem and need more of a solution. So the last thing I would think of is to consider that our consumption happens in a climate of consumption, and there are quite powerful forces out there that are geared to convincing us to consume ideas, products, beliefs, lifestyles, and they can have a real big influence on how we shop, where we spend our money, how we spend our money, and the value that we put on consumer items in our lives. Have a think about how you purchase this week on Mind Games.